show you guys a really cool thing. If you look at the perfect webinar, if you look right here, there's the one thing, and then there's three secrets. If you look at how I do the webinar, it's basically, outside of the stack and the close, it's me telling four Epiphany Bridge stories. My first story is my origin story. I always spell it one wrong. I hope I got that right. First one's the origin story that I tell about the thing. And sometimes that's enough to get people to buy whatever it is you are. And then typically what happens after you tell the origin story about why this vehicle is the thing that you chose, why I chose funnels, why I chose ketosis, why I chose whatever, fill in the blank for you. That's the first story I tell. And normally what happens is that some people will buy immediately, but some are like, that's cool. And they're like, but what if? And all of a sudden they start having these false beliefs come up. Okay, and belief number one is typically about the vehicle. Number two is about their internal beliefs. Number three is about their external beliefs. And all I'm doing in each one of these as well is I'm telling the Epiphany Bridge story about why I believe this vehicle is the right vehicle. And then I tell them the Epiphany Bridge story about why I believe that internally I was able to do it and why they can do it. And over here, the external things. That's kind of going deeper. I could spend 2 hours on this part alone, but I just wanted to share that for those who are doing the webinar to understand that's how it fits in. There's a Epiphany Bridge story that's your origin story. There's a Epiphany Bridge story about the vehicle, the internal, and the external. If you go through the perfect webinar, that'll make more sense. But that's the key. It's basically four stories, and then I move into the stack and the closes. And it's really, really powerful. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and tell you guys the Epiphany Bridge story the best I can. All right. So it starts with a backstory. So I'm going to embarrass my wife. She's here, so I hope she's not going to kill me. But so my backstory started, this is 15 years. We're going to be married 15 years this summer, which is amazing. Is that cool? Yes. And so our first year after we got married, I had never had a job before. She was working to support me and her and everybody. Like it was amazing. And after we first got married, we had a little bit of credit card debt we wrapped up, and we're like, we couldn't move forward because we were stuck. And so we sat down, and we're like, if we're gonna be successful, and like we want to have a home someday, and all the things we want to have kids someday, is like we had to figure out how to get out of debt. And so this is a picture we took in the very first duplex we were renting. And it's a picture of her and me cutting up our credit cards. And look at how much of a dork I am. Can you imagine she married me? Like, it's pretty bad, huh? Anyway. And so we were sitting there, and it was really like we were joking, making fun about the whole crying thing. But it was an emotional thing. Like, oh, like, I know we want to have a family and kids and all these amazing things, but we can't because all these things are working aren't working. So we have to stop like what we're doing. We have to credit up our credit cards and figure out a different way, right? And so my desire was like, I got to figure out as a man, like, how do I support her? I'm wrestling in college. So I didn't have the ability to get a job. I'm like, I have desires to help her. I want to make money. That was my first goal. But if you want to be completely honest, it wasn't just I wanted to make money. I knew that after we first got married, I was going to wrestling practice and having fun. I was going to school and having fun. I come home at night, and she'd worked an entire day during the day. And at night, she would go and she'd serve tables at night to be able to have the money so we could pay our rent and so we could eat. And honestly, as like a new husband, to know that your wife's working two jobs while you're having fun, like living your dreams, it's hard. And I felt guilty and I felt bad. I was like, oh, like, I want to be part of, like, I want to help in this relationship, right? And so I had some desires, like, I got to figure this thing out. And I couldn't get a job because I wanted to wrestle. Like, that was my thing. I couldn't quit wrestling. So I had to figure out some other way to make money. And so I started this journey to go out there. And initially, I was starting making this little website. Some of you guys have heard this story before. We live in Boise, Idaho. And if you've been to Boise, there's, like, potatoes on the ground everywhere. That's not actually true, but a lot of people think it is. One spring break, one of my buddies, this is Nate Plone, he was on the wrestling team with me, and we were the only two married guys on the wrestling team. So for spring break, all of our buddies were down in Wendover and wherever gambling and having fun, and we had our wives working, and we were the unemployed husbands who felt guilty. So we didn't go on party. We sat at home, and we're like, well, what should we do all day? He's like, I don't know. I want to make a potato gun. I'm like, I don't know what that means, but I'm in. Let's do it. So we spent the whole week like making potato guns, had so much fun shooting potatoes that weekend. And I have a longer version of the story I can tell, but I don't have time. So anyway, we're shooting potato guns, having the time of our lives, and then went back to school the next week. And then I remember after that, I'd been learning about internet marketing at the time. And I talked to Nate. I was like, hey, I think I want to try to sell something online, and I want to sell potato gun plans. And I did some research and I looked at the time there were 18,000 searches a month for the keyword potato gum plans and nobody was selling that. So I'm like, cool, I can sell potato gum plans. I'm going to be the potato clan guy. So I talked to Nate. I convinced him to go and film a DVD with me. So we went out and we filmed the DVD. Last year at Funnel Hacking Live, I gave everybody, how many of you guys watched the DVD after you went home? Like two of you guys. It was so cool. I was such a nerd. Anyway, so we built this thing and it was awesome. We were having some fun with it and we started selling it. And then we hit this wall. Okay, something really, really bad happened. Google slapped me. Whoopsh. I was selling it on Google. I was, I think at the time we were spending about $10 to $15 a day and we're making one or two sales a day. So we're making $30 to $50 a day. And it was like the greatest thing in the world. And all of a sudden Google slapped me. And it was like, it was done. I couldn't make any money anymore. And I was stuck. I was stuck in this vehicle. I'm like, well, I guess that was the dot-com bust. I missed the bubble, right? And I'm like, oh, I got to start paying attention to school again. Dang it. I was so mad, right? And then, I had this epiphany. In fact, it wasn't an epiphany. One of my friends called me. He was like, Russell. And at the time, he had a similar business to mine. He had a bunch of these little websites, and he was selling them. He said, look, all my websites stopped working because Google changed the algorithm and prices went up. He's like, but I started doing this thing. I started adding upsells to my pages. And he said that what I found is about 20, 30% of people who bought the first product started buying the upsell and completely changed my business. I'm back on Google. We're making money again. I was like, are you serious? So I went back to my old potato gun DVD. I found a guy in Northern Idaho who actually made potato guns and did a deal with him where he dropshipped potato guns to people who bought my plans, set up an upsell, had my very first upsell in place, and we started making money. And I was like, I'm back. Like, we're back in business. And I was so excited that my little potato gun business, I was spending $20 or $30 a day, and I was making like $100 a day. And I was like, I'm the richest kid on campus right now. This is amazing, right? It was so cool. And so because of that, I devised this plan. I was like, okay, I did it in potato gun markets. Like, where else can we do it? And so my slightly evil plan was to do this a million times. And so we did it in the weight loss market. We did it in the speed reading market. We did it in baby sign language. We did it in apps. We did it with couponing, which, by the way, is one of the hardest markets ever. Don't sell things to people who are couponers. They naturally do not want to buy things. We did a seminar, a couponing seminar, and we handed out $1 certificates for ranch dressing, and there were two 75-year-old women in the front seat fighting over coupons. I was like, they're not going to give us any money. They're fighting over dollar coupons. Anyway, horrible market. We actually figured out a way to make those guys buy, which was insanely cool. We tried it in network marketing, tried it all sorts of places. It was amazing. We were launching funnel after funnel after funnel after funnel. In fact, we launched 12 new companies in 1 year. I thought it was so smart, but it was horrible. And so that's when I hit this conflict. I realized, look, for me to keep launching these little funnels, like I have to have a designer, a programmer, a copywriter, and then taking like 8 to 10 people. Like that was the problem. For me to get one little funnel live, I'd have an entire staff of people. It was costing me anywhere from, you know, $20,000 to $50,000 a month as it kept growing, and it got harder and harder and harder, and we couldn't do it anymore. And luckily at that time I had this friend named Todd Dickerson, and he flew to Boise, and we were hanging out one day in front of a whiteboard, and he said, what if we create something so that I could quit making you a new funnel every single week? I was like, is it really that bad? He's like, yeah, we do the same funnel every week. I don't want to do it anymore. What if we made this thing and we could make a website builder? We could just like have the templates and put things in place. I was like, that sounds awesome. And so we started building this thing that became ClickFunnels. We met this guy named Dylan. He came out. He had this editor. He had this thing. We started putting those things together. And soon we had this amazing program where I could actually build funnels by myself. I didn't need a tech team of 50 or 100 people. And the coolest thing in the world happened. I was able to achieve my dreams. I was able to make a business, make money. My wife was able to not have to work. We had a bunch of kids. But the coolest thing for me, see that picture of my kids? I got to hang out with my kids now. My kids are building funnels with us. How cool is that? Like, it's the most amazing experience in the world, and it's completely transformed my life. And that is the Epiphany Bridge script. Yeah.